let's roll.
Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Shvuot, Daf Hay. Even though we actually got up to yesterday, the beginning of the Amud on Hay already, I want to just quickly go back to Daf Dalet Amud Bet. And so we're seeing over here the we're trying to prove that Rebbe, right, learns Ribui Mi'ut, right, like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, we've got a Svara for Rebbe, right, because our Kasha we had on Dalet Amud Bet was, we said that that we found Yediot, right, that Rebbe's got a for Yediot, right, Eshchem Yediot Ite Tamil Nav Shai Shvur, where's Shvur? Then we said from a Svara, and we said he's Svara like Rabbi Akiva, that he holds Ribui Miut. We brought a proof Ribui Miut, and then we said, well, wait a second, Ravina says, does Rebbe hold Ribui Miut? Well, we got this Machloket over here on the Brighter. We brought a Brighter over here from Bechorot, and from Kedushim, we got about the Marzeah. And we said over here, that what's the Machloket between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? The Machloket between the two of them is that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda does Ribui Miut, and Rebbe... Right, okay. and therefore Rebbe Darish Kaluprat. And if Rebbe is Darish Kaluprat, then he can't hold like Rabbi Akiva's Darish Ribui Miut. Right? So that's what we basically got up to yesterday. So now we're back to the question of how does Rebbe then explain the Shvuot if we haven't got a Svara to explain a Ribui Miut because Rebbe holds Kaluprat. That's where we're up to. So the Gemara says, in, you're right. But Ba'alma Rebbe Klalu Prate Darish. As a rule, Rebbe is Klalu Prat Darish. But Hacha, here. Right? Now what's here? Look at Rashi. Here, Gabe Pidyon. Haben Lachi Darish Lebri Rumiut. Mishum De'ena Prat Bein Shnei Klalu. We spoke about this yesterday. Remember yesterday I looked for that Gemara where I said that they said in the Ma'arav and I was one day behind or one day advanced. I already prepared today's daf. It was today that the Gemara quotes yesterday's daf. Yesterday I was looking for the daf before. It was today, the Gemara quotes yesterday's daf, okay? And that is, he says, as a rule, Rebbe holds klalu prat, but dafke in that Indian over there, which we learned, of Rebbe Nami Darish Ribui Miut, and we said, the machloket there with Shtarot, a Rabbanan who said that everything but Shtarot, Karke, and Eved, there Rebbe did learn Ribui Miut. Why did he learn Ribui Miut over there? Because it was a problem with learning Klal Prat. Because we spoke about it yesterday. If you look at the actual Pasuk itself, the Pasuk says, Uv du yav mi ben chodesh, you redeem the guy when he's a month old. Tifte, redeem him again. And then Be'erkecha Kesis, so we've got the Ribui is Uv du yav, and another Ribui of Tifte, and the Miut is Be'erkecha Kesis, with the 50 shekels. And the Ribui, the two Ribui were next to each other, was Ribui, Ribui Prat. Miut. So Rebbe there couldn't learn klalu prat to klal because it wouldn't be klal prat. Okay. And he said because we can't learn klal prat, therefore we learn ribui miut. But normally he would learn ribui miut, but specifically the problem in that pasuk. That's what he said over there. Right? Bahacha halutaina. Right? Look at Rashi again quickly now with that in mind. Mishum de ein ha prat bein shnei klalot. Now, yesterday we learned there's not a problem, right? We learned that yesterday. If that we got a makor, that if you've got a klal prat, take the second klal and put it basically after the prat, after the and you got klal prat klat. Klal prat klal. Then we could have just done that. But Rebbe didn't do that. We'll see that in a second. So that was what I wanted to quote yesterday. So that's all coming back to me, right? So klal prat darish v'hacha halu taima. What was his reason here? That he learned ribui miut. Kedetanya de bei Rabbi Ishmael. Detanya, you got a brighter in Rabbi Ishmael's Beit Midrash. Detanya de bei Rabbi Ishmael. Rather, this is Baba Kami, we've learned this Gemara. Bemayim. When it comes to kosher fish, it says in the mind class, just to remind you, we learned this talking about Baba Kama. I mentioned to you the Machlok in South Africa that was about kinklip. Do you remember? About the kinklip having to have its fins, its scales, sorry, on it in the water. Not out the water, it's Bemayim. And they brought the fish at Shara Belyashiv. Remember, I told you the story. They brought a fish on the boat, on the airplane, right? Mishmael b'mayim shnei pa'amim. Dafka, right? What's going on? Yeah, there it says b'mayim. Now look at this pasuk. It says again, et ze tochlu mikol asher b'mayim. Whatever's in the water, kol asher lo snapir v'kaskes. It's got fins and scales. B'mayim, right? In the water, b'yamim v'nechalim otam tochlu. Then it says b'yamim v'nechalim. That's the miut, right? So there again, you've got the klal prat klal story, bit of a confusion. But my mind is not a problem. Ainzi klalu prat ila riba umiat. Right? It's not a klaru prat, it's a riba miyat. Right? That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. So now the Rabbanan, right? So Rabbanan, how's Rabbanan learn as a klaru prat? I'm Ravina, could Amre b'ma Rava, ko makom shata motse shtay klalot asmuchot zed azeh. We've got two klalot, which are it's coming to expand twice. Hatel prat b'nehen, take out the prat, v'donam b'chalu prat, and don't say klal prat, say klal prat klal. Just ignore the fact that the order is like that. Mix the order around, you've got a problem. Exactly. Look at Rashi there quickly. Get out of my mishmal. But any treifot, okay, we'll get to that, please God. The tana that darish et ze tochlu mikol hashvaman. The tana that says they read this whatever's in the water, and that's a klal. Then it says b'yamim v'nechalim, that's the prat, and then b'mayim chazar v'kalal. But now we read the actual pasuk. It doesn't say b'mayim chazar v'kalal. It says et ze tochlu b'kol hashem b'mayim chol hashem usapir, because b'mayim b'yamim v'nechalim. The mayim comes before that, right? Upali galay tana b'mishma v'amar b'mayim smuchin ze. How can they both next to each other? Ze v'achar kach ketiv b'mayim v'nechalim. Then comes the prat. Hilchach ein ze klal uprat, right? Therefore, b'mishma says not a klal uprat. Chachamim say no problem, right? Because he says there, Rabbi Shmuel, Ele Tilhu Benahem Nadashu Biyumiyut, learned it as a Ribu Miyut. And that's why Rava, a Rebbe, learned that as Ribu Yumiyut. Like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbanan. Right? And Rabbanan, look at Rashi, what did Rabbanan say? The Pligi Alad, the Rebbe, the Cholek on Rebbe, but Dashle Bichlal Uprat, they learn like a Rabbat Svir Lehu, Kedah Amre Bema Rava. Now, let's just, for sake of completion, go back to Daf Dalad Amud Bet. Right, go to Dalet Amud Bet, and look there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines, there's Darish Ribui Umiyut. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, B'chol Pol M'chol Chutz Min Ashtarot. Rabbi Omer, B'chol Pol M'chol Chutz Min Ashtarot, and there's exactly a classic example of a Klal Uprat, and that's this whole Rashi which we really spoke about yesterday. All right, so we've got a nice conclusion here to the whole Sugya. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now beautiful. So what have we concluded? As a rule, Rebbe holds klal uprat. In Podin, with the Pidin HaBen, he was forced to say ribui umiyut, because he never held of this Rabbi Shma, of this machloket. He held like Rabbi Ishmael's Beit Midrash, not like Rabbana. So now, what are we, as a rule, what are we saying? That Rebbe, as a rule, doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva learns ribui umiyut. Rebbe, as a rule, learns klal uprat. Our whole svara for Rebbe having a vort for Shvuot was because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. We've got a problem. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. There in Podim we were forced to say Ribu Miyu because of the structure of the Pasuk. But Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So that's a good question. Hashtad Amar Rabbi Klare Uprate Darish as a rule Baal Korchach Kashi Shvuot. You're forced to say we've got a Kashi on Shvuot. What is, how does Rabbi hold Shvuot? Because he passes like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no problem. Ela b'shvuot nasiv aliba Rabbi Akiva. We tried to prove yesterday that there's no nasiv ketnai. Remember that was what Rabbi Yosef said, right? It was Rabbi Yosef. He said, look at that. Now go back to Dalet Amud Aleph. Go back to Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom there. About 10 lines up. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi he. The Mishnah is Rabbi, not Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Ishmael. The nasiv la aliba detnai. And he edited the Mishnah according to Machloket. One Yediot, he said like Rabbi Ishmael, and Shvur, he said like Rabbi Akiva. And then came along the Gemara and he said that, remember that Rav Ashi said that he mentioned this Shmaita in front of Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana said to him, no, don't think that Rabbi hasn't got his own opinion and doesn't agree, and he's actually just saying it like this and like that. Rabbi's got his own opinion, and Rabbi's saying it to Nafshe. Remember that was what he said there. And Rabbi Tamei Denafshem of Faris. That was what Rav Kahana said. And then we said Tamei Denafshem. We brought the Brayta which proved on Yediot. And then we said that the Sfarah was like Rabbi Akiva on Shvuot. Now we've got a problem. So the Gemara goes back and says, you know what? You're right. How do we answer up this Kashya? But Shvuot on Yediot with the Korbanot, he actually agreed with it himself. But with regard to Shvuot, in actual fact, Nasiv Aliba Rabbi Akiva did edit this piece of aloha according to Rabbi Akiva. Velei, but Rabbi himself, lo svirelei. It's not his own opinion, it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So we've got a case on Shvuot. It's Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel, by the way. But Rabbi Akiva is the one, sorry, on Yediot, it's Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel. On Shvuot, it's Rabbi Akiva. So it seems that it actually is pretty much like Rabbi Yosef, who said that he was Nasiv Lei Ketanai. Right, not like I've kind of wanted to say differently. Okay, so now the Gemara now takes this exact point we spoke about yesterday and says, like, it's gufa. Right? Minayin she'eno chayav ela she'esh ba'yadiyya b'tchavida b'sof v'ha'alem b'en time. Right? Our Mishnah, right, said that if he's got a yadiyya at the beginning and yadiyya at the end, and a ha'alem itava in the middle, he brings a korban ole v'yored. Right? So when he's only chayav ole v'yored, al she'esh ba'yadiyya b'tchavida b'sof v'ha'alem b'en time. So how do we know that? The Gemara brings the machloka which we learned. Talmud lomar, v'ne'elam v'ne'elam, shnei pa'am di Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says we learn from the double ne'elam in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, O nefesh she'etiga b'chol davar tamei, if you touch anything that's tamei, O b'nivat chaya, tamei'ah, O b'nivat tamei'ah. Sorry, that's wrong Pasuk I'm reading, yeah? Where's the Pasuk? Which Pasuk is that? Talmud lomar v'ne'elam. Oh, here we are, right down the middle of the right. Oh, we are. V'ne'elam minu v'tamei v'ashem. O ki gav b'tmal adam l'chol d'ashit ba. V'ne'elam minu v'hu yada v'ashem. So it says twice v'ne'elam that he forgot. Right, now we want to say v'ne'elam minu twice. What do you mean he forgot? He forgot v'ne'elam. Right, Rabbi Akiva's learning says that he forgot twice. So there was a halama at the beginning and a halama at the end. But the other way around, actually. He forgot it. He remembered at the beginning, remembered at the end, and he forgot in the middle. So how does it have ne'elam twice? Now that's something. How does it work, the two ne'elamim? How does it help us? Right, so exactly. There wasn't two ne'elamot. There was one ne'elam. He was a yediyah at the beginning, a yediyah at the end, and ne'elam in the middle. How does Rabbi Akiva even say that the two ne'elamim help us? I'm even confused now. You know, it doesn't matter because Rabbi doesn't like Rabbi Akiva's svara, but to still be nice to understand how Rabbi Akiva explains what he says. Right, we had it. Tov. Huh?
Yesterday.
Yeah, we had it. How did we? We didn't really explain so much yesterday. Nah, those are two separate things. That is how we know that the. You're right. We said there are two that are four. So there are two ne'elams. Sorry, that's right. Not the one act, the two ne'elams. And on one of them it's that. Okay, agreed. Okay. So he forgot that it was the one ne'elam talks about Tumah and the one ne'elam talks about Migdash. Right, that's what it is. You don't need this. It says the first time in Ne'elam. Now, remember what did we say yesterday? Therefore, inferred by that Michlal, how could he have forgotten? He must have known. Michlal Shiyada. So then if he's forgotten, then why do we have to tell us who Yada? And he knows. And he knew. Because obviously if he forgot, it means he knew. Let's talk about yesterday, right? So if he forgot, it means he knew. So this he knews is something else. Right, Yada Harei Kanshta Yediot. He had the two Yediot. So here he speaks about the Yediot at the beginning and the Yediot at the end. That's how Rebbe learns it. That's why I got confused. Rebbe Akiva learns Ne'elam, Ne'elam, two different things. Rebbe, it's still a bit difficult. They can't be arguing about two different things. I'm a bit confused. In Kamat would have been so why have we got that second Ne'elam? If the first Ne'elam is telling us that he knew and then he forgot, and the second Yada means that he now knew at the end, why do we need the second Ne'elam in the Pasuk? Right, so the second the Pasuk is, L'chayev ala ne'elam tuma v'lehale migdash. Okay, all works out. Thank you. Right. To tell us that there's a two separate cases. The one case is where there's ne'elam tuma. The one case is the Rabbi Akiva learns from ne'elam, ne'elam. Rabbi said, we don't need ne'elam, ne'elam. Because we've got ne'elam, yediyah, already from the yada. Right. So now the Gemara says, okay, we've clarified that. Shows you it's good to have a chazorah, right? That's why the Gemara said gufa. Because already from yesterday, we've already forgotten what it was. So now we understand what the gufa is. So it says over here, now, if we've got the gufa, right, imkain, now we're going like, imagine we're going down a level. So we took out the Mishnah, we answered the Mishnah. Now we take out Amar Mar, v'ne'elam michlal sheyada. That's Rebbe's svara. Rebbe's svara is that if he knew, if he forgot, it meant he knew. So Gemara says, my Mishnah, how? How does it prove that, right? So Abba Rava, Rav explains, midelo ketiv vehi aluma mimenu. Now this is a case in Lashon. You know, in the Lashon, the Mivne, right? Aluma means that it wasn't known to him. Yeah. Ve'ne'elam means that he had it and he lost it. Yeah. Okay, so that's what the Vene'ela means. So if the Pasuk had said, Vahi aluma, means he would never have known it. But the fact that it said Ne'elam, okay, that's Rava's answer. Amale Abaya, somebody said, oh, we've got a problem. If Ne'elam means that he always knew, then this opens up a proper hornet's nest with regards to other halachas, where the Pasuk also mentions Vene'elam. Now it starts getting exciting. Now we have Chazorin and all the Gemaras we've learned. I will feel it. Elamata gabe sota. With a sota, what's the pasuk say in sota? The pasuk that says, "Veshachabi shota," a man slept with her. Shichvat zera, had relations. Veneelam meenei isha, and her husband never knew about it. Isha with a dot in the hay, right? Isha, ishela, hisra, right? Venistara. And then she went and she was hidden with him again. There was no witness. She wasn't caught, right? So now it says v'ne'elam. So look what it says over here. If we say that, right? Amar Abaye me'ata gabei sota v'ne'elam eneisha michlal dahave yada mikara. If it says now that v'ne'elam means that he once knew. See, if he once knew, now the girl, you'll see now from the Rashi, just jump forward a shot to Rashi quickly, and says, Eina ish benukeh me'avon, the man isn't clean from sin, sheba alea achar shenistara. We're talking about a case, what happened here, remember from Sota? From Sota we said, that when they go up to the Beit, to the Harabayit, who goes with them? Two Talmidei Chacham, remember? Yeah. And why do they go with them? We said it's different. So that he shouldn't have relations with her. Right, because if her husband has relations with her now after she's been declared a sota, then the waters won't work. Yep. Remember, we said the waters only work if he was also a tzaddik. If anything had happened between that time, the waters wouldn't work. So now we're saying over here, we're talking about Nelamine Isha, Michal Dahavayad Mikari, he knew. Now, Ihu Havayad, if he knew, Mi Bad Kulamaya, how the water is going to work, because he knew that she was a sot and he had relations with her. That's what he's speaking about. Right? Vahatan, you got a brighter. Venika Haishmi Avona Isha, when is the man cleansed from the sin of the woman? Aiti Satavona. Venika Ishmi Avona Isha, Aiti Satavona. Then she'll be. Her sin will come up. When is that? When he's clean, the waters check her. If he isn't clean, me'avon from sin. Now Rashi says, me'avon nistera. Now, okay. So if how can he say that he never knew that she was declared a sota? Vene'elam means that he once knew.
But he can know, but maybe he doesn't know the
halachas. Does not know, doesn't help you. Right, v'tu gabe Torah. So that's the first question. We've got a question over here, right? That the word v'ne'elam here tells us me'ne'isha, that she was out of his mind, right? But here he had yed a mi'kara, and if he had yed a mi'kara, and he had relations with her afterwards, ois mine. So the word v'ne'elam can't be. Doesn't matter if he knew or never knew. We don't ask if there's not Shabbos now. We're not bringing Korban or Shogeg here. Now we're asking, are the waters going to work or not? Once he had relations with her, the waters won't work. So how can the Torah say the Ne'elam and still imply the waters are going to work? Because we just explained that Ne'elam means Aviyah that he once knew.
Yeah, the law of
it. Okay, it doesn't work. V'tu, another example, Gabe Torah, with regard to the Torah, Dichtiv, Rabbi got a pasuk over here, in Eov, that says, V'ne'elmah, that the Torah is Ne'elmah, Menei Kol Chai, Ume'of HaShamayim Nistara, hidden from everybody. Now again, V'ne'elmah, Menei Kol Chai, Ume'of HaShamayim Nistara, again, Michlal Dika Ha'aviyah Debei, that once they knew. We tell me that the animals and the birds and the fish knew the Torah once and they forgot it. No man, no person knew. So how could the animals have known? So Gerkashi, how do you explain this to V'ne'elma? Ela Amar Abaya, Kesava Rebbe. Rebbe was of the opinion of what? Yedi'at Beit Rabo Shma Yedi'ah. See that? He never actually had to even know the details. Look at Rashi, yeah? Once he had learnt it in the Beit Midrash, that's what he considered knowing. Look at Rashi. Now we go back to our case, right? Once you had ever learned the halachas, even as a child, and he touched something, but he never actually paid attention to the fact that now he was tamei. That doesn't matter. That's yediyah. So even if you never had an inherent, a deep understanding, or you weren't able to properly process what was going on, the fact that you learned once the halacha from your Rebbe, That's Shema Yedia. Right? That's why we can say here Yedia v'ne'elam. Right? But not but we're gonna still got a kasha on the other examples. Says, look, Elam Abak Sarabi Amalera Papa Bayer Diktani ain't by Yedia Bethila, but yes by Yedia Basov. Right, but then we got the second example which we brought was that there was one of the examples was that he never knew at the beginning, he knew at the end. Right, so how can you now hold the guy responsible if he never knew at the beginning? What do you mean he never knew at the beginning? Right? Me ikka delaytle yediat beit rabo. How do you have a situation like that where he never knew? If we say that beit rabo, somewhere in his life the guy must have learned this, so that's where Shema Yedia. You've never got an example of a situation where he never knows something. Because anybody who learns something along the lines, he knows it. Right? So he says, no, Amalain, yes, it's such an example. What is that? Shakachet la betinok shenishba leben hanochrim. A case of a guy who was a nitonek shenishba, he was kept as a young kid. He never ever learned anything, a proper Amaritz Mukhlat. He's the case we're speaking about of Yediat, Ain Yediat at the beginning, Yediat. Okay. So now, no, that's not the waters. The waters was the ne'elam. So we're saying that the ne'elams mean different things. That we can't use the same ne'elam over here as we use the ne'elam over there. In our vote, Rebbe says that the ne'elam over here, I mean, I agree with you. I still think there's a little bit of a question over here of how to explain the ne'elam in Sota. So what he's saying is we can't be so literal and say that that's the case. Yeah, the ne'elam means that he did once have an idea. With a Baal, you could say, also once had an idea. He knew that she was, I don't know. As far as Sota's concerned, I agree with you. We didn't clean up Sota so beautifully over here. That I agree. Okay. Now we go on to the next example in the Mishnah was Shabbos. Right? Remember, we had Shavuot, we had Yediot, we had Shavuot, then we had Yediot, then we had Shabbos, and then I think we had Mario Nagayim, right? Tzara'at. Let's just quickly look at that Mishnah again. We had Shtayim Shesh, Shavuot, Shtayim Shen Arba, Yediot Tumah Shtayim Shen Arba, which we've spoken about those two. Now we've got Yetziot Shabbat Shen Arba, and we've got Marot Negaim Shen Arba, right? Marot Negaim. So now we're on to Shabbos. So the Gemara said like this. Tanan Hatam, we learned there, where's there, in Shabbat, Shechet Shabbos. Right? In what, Daf?
Daf
Bet Amud Aleph. Right. Very, very beginning, the first Mishnah of Masechet Shabbos, Yetziot Shabbat Shtayim Shen Arba Bifnim, Ushtayim Shen Arba Bachutz. How many is that? Eight. Right? So the Gemara says, Mai Shtay Hacha in Asugya, Shtetana Shtayim Shen Arba Vetulu. I learned two, which is four. Never learned two, which is four, another two, which is four. So he says, Mai Shtay Hatam, in other words, why are we learning two half an avia? So the Gemara answers, Hatam Dika Shabbatu. Right? Let's look at Rashi there quickly. Let's just do this Rashi properly and quickly see what we talk about. It says Arba Bifnim. Right? In Masechet Shabbos over there, we've got the two cases. We'll get to Shabbos, please God. But there you've got a case of the Baal HaBayit standing inside his house in the Shuta Yachid. Okay. And the Ani, that's the classic example, standing outside in the Shuta Rabbi. And the Ani wants to get food or something from the Baal HaBayit. Now on Shabbos, you have to have a melacha, has to be done in its entirety by one person. And in Hotza'ah, there is Akira, lifting up, and Hanacha, putting down. Right, so now we also will learn there in Masechet Shabbos, that the hand of a person is considered like a dalet amot. Because when you put something down or pick something, you have to pick it up from a place that's dalet amot. And the hand is very small, right? Even you've got a big hand, not like mine, it's not dalet amot. So the Gemara says there that a hand is like dalet amot. So now we've got a case, the Baal HaBayit puts out his hand. He's standing inside Shul Rabbi and he puts his hand out into Shul Yachid. The Ani picks it up and puts it down. That's Akira Hanacha. Or you've got the Baal HaBayit's hand is inside of Shul Rabbi. The Ani puts his hand into the Baal HaBayit's Rishut, takes it out, Akira and Hanacha. Or you can have that the Ani picks it up and takes it out, and the Ani then puts it down. You only got half.
So
we're going to see all the different examples in Shabbos. But then we've got Isurei Doraita, where there's Akira and Hanacha, which are four. We've got Isurei Drabbanan as well, which are when each one did only half a melocha, even though there's no korban, right? It's called Asur Mutar Aval Asur. Patur Aval Asur, sorry. In Shabbos, you've got Patur Aval Asur. You patrum a korban, but it's Asur Midrabbanan. Okay, so we'll see there. That's what this Rashi over here said. Look at the Rashi Arba Bifnim. Shtayim Lechiyu Vachnasa Da'ani Vachnasa Da'Balabait. Vishtayim Liptor. Right, it's patur, but klasur. Right, When each one does half the action. To be chayv on Shabbos, you have to do akira, whole melocha, any melocha. You have to do the whole melocha in its entirety. And there was it there, it says the Ikar Shabbos. She goes, Shabbos. That's why we learned the whole detail of this, says the Gemara. He has no Ikar Shabbos. Tani Avot v'Toladot. There we learn the Avot and the Toladot. V'hacha, the lav Ikar Shabbati. Right, Avot Tani, Toladot Tani. We learned the Avot here. That's why we got two here, and not which is four and not eight. Because four are the Avot, and four are the Toladot. Okay, so the Gemara says, Avot Ma'inihu. What is the Avot? It says, Avot is Yetziot. She says, wait a second. But if it's Yetziot Tarte, I need two Yetziot. Right? Two Yetziot, either by a bite or the ani. So you haven't got four. You told us that here now, so you learn, we learn Avot. And now you only got Yetziot, but Yetziot is only two. We learn two, which is four. So something's going wrong over here. That's the Gemara's question at the moment. The Gemara says, no. So he says, Yetziot Tarte, Vechitaimah, so now we haven't seen this for quite a while, but we know what a Vechitaimah is, right? The Gemara says Vechitaimah, it's going to present an answer and knock it out immediately, right? So Vechitaimah, Mehen Lechiyuv, Mehen Liftor, maybe that's why we've got the four, two to be Mechayev and two to be Patu, two Poter. The Gemara says, no, how do we demand the guy in the claim? But it can't be, because the whole Mishnah we've learned, the context is together. We've got Shvuot, we've got Yediot, we've got Shabbos, we've got Marot, and we've got Negayim. And we know that the Negayim were all Lechiyuv. So we can't have two which is four Lechiyuv in Negayim and not two which is four which is Lechiyuv in Shabbos. They have to be consistent in the Mishnah. Well, how do we read about Negayim, Tani? Ma hatam kulu Lechiyuv, but just in Marot with regards to the Tzara'at, they're all Lechiyuv. Avachi kulu Lechiyuva. So that can't be the answer, that it's two or chayiv and two or apart from a korban. El amar papa hatam diikah shabbat tani chiyuv peturim. There in Shabbos we learned eight. We learned the chiyuv and the peturim. The four chiyuvim and four peturim. Aval hacha here in asugia tan chiyuv tani peturim lo tani. I learned the four chiyuvim. So the Gemara says, "Nusa, these four chiyuvim, mani who? What are these four chiyuvim? Mani who? What are they?" He says, "Yetziot, they yetziot." He says, "What a problem." Because Yetziot, Tartehu, there are two Yetziot. There's either the Ani is Motzi, or the Barabait is Motzi. Yetziot means to take out. We only got two cases. Look at Rashi there. Chiyuvei, my new Yetziot. Ta Yetziot Ketani, vi Yetziot te Chiyuvei Tartehu. Ta bian chale da Ani, vachale Barabait, one each.
But the poor can take out from...
But that's not Yetziah. Yetziah is when I put my hand into the Shtar Yachid, and I bring it out into Shtar Rabim. That's called Yetziah. And Barabai takes his hand in Ushra Rabim and he's Motzi to Ushra Yachid, sorry, and he's Motzi to Ushra Rabim. You got two Yetziot. We got about saying, don't worry, the answer's coming. Right? Don't worry, Alan, I promise you, I'm not going to get an answer. Right? So he says, you know, Yetziot. And Yetziot Tati Havian. Right? Shtain Lutzah, Shtain Lachza, Vayetziot Ktani. So I'm Ravashi Tana. Hachnasa nami hotza'a karila. Hachnasa is also called hotza'a. When we say hotza'a, we mean hotza'a, putting in and taking out. We're not nitpicking on the word. So we've got a case of the barabait is motzi, and the barabait is machnis. The ani is motzi, and the adi is machnis. In all four cases, exactly different wording. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you think that's an easy one? Mimai. How can you tell me that Hotza'ah is Achnasah as well? Right, Mimai, where do we know that from? How do you know that? He says we've got a Mishnah. Hamotzi mirishut lirishut chayav. Because the Mishnah says straight out there in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, later on in the Sugya. Hamotzi mirishut lirishut, you take from one Rishut to the other Chayav. It doesn't say from Rishut Arabim, Shayachid, Shayam Shayachid. Is it in Rishut? One Rishut and Rishut. Right, Milo Askinan, the Gemara says, aren't we talking about a case? Then Shabbos, the Meka'ayil Iyule, that you Ma'ayil, Ma'ayil means Lachnis, right? Apik, Mapik means Lahotzi. Ma'ayil means to bring in, right? Ma'ayil Iyule, Ukakarne Hotza.
Just
Hamotzi. Eh?
Hamotzi. Only take out.
No, but the Gemara says Hamotzi Mishnah Rishut. So the Gemara says Have a minute. Milo Askinan the Kamaide Yulei. Okay, that's the Gemara. Therefore, look at Rashi there. Milo Askinan the Al Kol Chach Kaimer Nami Bahad Chayav VeKarei Hamotzi. You chayev when you machnis, and we call it motzi. Mm-hmm. So it must be the same thing, right?
Right.
So the Gemara says no. The Dilma kamapik b'shayachis rabim. Maybe that ma'ayil says when it says motzi mishut narishut is dafka from shayachit roshut rabim. And not like you want to say in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's the case. Im kain nitni hamotzi mirshut hayachid lishut harabim. It should then be specific. The Mishnah should say hamotzi mirshut hayachid. It just says hamotzi mirshut harishut, which means anything, right? My mirshut, what does it mean, mirshut harishut? Ta'afilu mirshut harabim mirshut hayachid. From the public domain to the public domain. Still, nonetheless, ukekari lahotza. Still called it Hatzah. Right? So the Gemara says, V'taima mai, why does it call it Hatzah? What's the reason? Why? Tana says like this. The Braita, the Tana, the Braita says, Kol akirat chefetz, mimkomo Hatzah karile. Any time that a chefetz is lifted up from once from its spot and moved to another spot, the Tana calls it Hatzah. Doesn't matter if it's going in or going out. It's Hatzah. Right, he's saying he will see mim komo. But still, right, like I accept it. Right, it's from its place, like Mali said. Right, mim komo tzakarile. So I'm Ravina. Ravina says that from our Mishnah, nami daika. You can prove it in the Mishnah. Look at the Rashi quickly. Let me matnitin. Wow, that's what Rashi said. The third wide line right at the top. Matnitin. See, this just says matnitin. But Masechet Shabbos diek hachnasa kari yetzia. We there we medayek. We apt to prove that putting it in is also called taking it out. Hotzad. The kama yetziot haShabbat shtai. We call yetziot. There are two types of yetziot. Upireish, and immediately the Mishnah says what's the example? Hachnasa laaltar. Immediately says hotzad shtaim. And what's the first example? Ani machnis. Right, so we're saying Yetziah, and we immediately talk about Machnis. He says, from the start of the Mishnah, you can prove, right, that it is Diktani Hatam Keitzad, Ani Omed Bachutz, for Balabai Bifnim. What's the example? That Ani standing outside, Pashat Tanit Yadol Lifnim, Menatad Toch Yadosh, but he puts it into the hand, Tahainu Hachnasa. So the first example in the Mishnah of Hotza'ah is an example of Hachnasa, of bringing it in. Right, that says you could take an amid. Diktani Yitzot Shabbat Shtayim, Shalabai Bifnim, Shalabai Shabbat, Kumafai Shachnasa. Therefore, says the Gemara Shema Mina. So that is Rav Vina's answer. Rav has got a different answer. Rav says no. Rav says Amar Reshuyot Ketani. Right? When it says there Reshuyot Ketani, it's not saying on Shabbat Hotza'ah Shtayim Shein Arba. It's Reshuyot Shtayim Shein Arba. So there we go. He's saying Reshuyot, you're actually the domains, because you've got two that are four. You got the Balabait and the Anish Rabbi Shechel, and you got the four, which is each one half-half, so to speak. Right, look at Likutei Rashi. As you got Likutei Rashi, look at the left-hand side, inner column there. Rava Amar. Can you see that there? Rava Amar. The Kashilach. Can you see that? The Kashilach Lishne de Yetziah Bein Hacha Bein Hatam. If you got a kashya on how to explain in our Gemara, we got on Yetziot, what's the lashon, right? He says Reshuyot Ketani. It's actually the domains Reshuyot Shtayim. There are two Reshuyot, Shnei Yachin and Shnei Rabbi, public and private. Shehein Arba. And what are the four? Bifnim, etc. Klomar, Val Yedehen Yesh Lecha Arba Isurin Bifnim Ukenegdan Machutz. Umehen Nechiu Vehen Niftor. Vahid Shvuot Kulu Lech Eni. This is the Gemara in Shabbos Day Rashi's writing. It says Vahid Shvuot and then Shvuot Kulu Lech Yuve. So he goes back rather to one of the original answers which we wanted to explain, right? We wanted to say Vechi Taima. Wasn't that our Vechi Taima over here which we chucked out?
Yeah.
Then we say, where's it, Bechitayma? Mehen Nechiyuv, Mehen Niftor. We said maybe two examples are Liftor and two are Lechiyuv. Right? So Rava goes back and says, Rishud Yachir Shul Rabim, Shal Abim Fidim Klomar, Ba'yedein Yesh Arba, Mehen Nechiyuv, Mehen Niftor, that's in Shabbos. Vahiv Dev Shvuot, Kulu Lechiyuva. Same example, right? We actually try to say differently. Akhi Taima was, they'd say, here we've got two and two. He says, no, in Shabbos we've got four and four. Here only the four lechiv, and there also four lifture. Okay? So that is Rabbah's extra answer. Now we're going to Marot Nagayim. Okay. Now, if you look at the weighting of the Rashis, okay, you can get an idea of the emphasis that this Amud is not split into two. Okay, this is more like a marathon, like 32 Ks is your halfway mark. You know, that's the idea over here. We've got like pretty much split, but this is really a daf on its own. We'll go through it quickly. So the Mishnah said, Marot Negaim Shnaim Shein Arba. When it comes to Tzara'at, we've got four, two which are four. Let's quickly go over Negaim. The Torah brings a Pesukim, and we have the Pesukim, that there are two Avot, Baheret and Sa'et. Right? Baheret is the brightest of the lot, and then Sa'et is a little bit darker. Each Av Melacha, each Av Tzara'at has a Tolada. Right? We see the Gemara calls it Rishniot Lahen, the second ones. Right? And then the Mishnah speaks about Sid, which is like a plaster that they would use to the color of the plaster to plaster inside the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Mishk of the Heichal, with a plaster, like a very light plaster. And then the fourth one is Krum HaBeitza, which is like the membrane of the egg. Now, if you can imagine very carefully, if you open a boiled egg, so once you peel the skin, you've got like this very fine sort of like membrane around it.
Yeah,
that sometimes you can actually peel it off, not often. And then you've got the white of the egg, and then you've got the yellow of the egg. So there's your four layers, right? You've got the yellow inside, the yolk, and then you've got the white of the egg. What's it called in English, that white of the egg?
Albumen.
Huh?
Albumen.
Albumen, thank you, whatever that is. And then you've got the membrane on the outside, and then the skin, the peel, the clipper, right? So the membrane is the shell, thank you. The membrane is that color we're speaking about. So those are the four colors. You've got like Baheret, which is like as white as snow. Then you've got that crumb of the beitza, the membrane. Then you've got the sa'et, which is like a wool, like a white woolen color, the Gemara says. And then you've got the crumb of the egg. So you've got the plaster. You got the white like snow, then the plaster, the Mishkan of the Heichal, and then you've got the woolen one, and then you've got the membrane of the egg. Those are the colors. Now, if you look over here, and something correctly, if you look at, go over, turn over, you've probably got a picture here, like a diagram of it goes from lighter to darker. Right, so the machloket here is, this background is important because we understand that we can go through and go through it quickly. The machloket is as follows. When, in order for the Kohen to nominate the guy as a tzara'at, he has to see amount of tzara'at in his body that's as big as a gris. We had that before, right? Remember in the Mishnah we learned about the gris. It's like a bean of some kind, right? You had some fancy picture, sure, yeah. And you had a picture of it and a name for it, right? It's a gris. And it can be made up of two. So it can be the av melach, like the color of let's say, Baheret, and the color of the sid. Right? And then if they each together make up a gris, you'll become tame. Or maybe not. We'll see. Rabbi Akiva has his own order. Rabbi Akiva says it has to be a particular order. Okay? That it might not be the Baheret and the Sid, but you might have to have Baheret and Sa'et, the two Avot. Whatever, I'm giving examples. Right? So I'm saying the question is how you make that up. That's really what our sugya is about, understanding the order of the place of the Av and the Tolada, and then understanding how it works. We'll see that now. So with that in mind, let's go into this. So the Mishnah said like this. What are we up to? Right. Tnan hata marot negaim shnayim shen arba. Two that are four. Look at Rashi here quickly. Marot negaim shnayim shen arba. Mar'e says, okay, let me read it. Baheret. Right, so what are they? We've got Baheret, which is aza keshelig. In other words, strong. Aza, the word oz, right? What does it mean? Very, very bright, like snow. Look at Rashi there, Shain Arba. Yeshachar Rabot Lahem Shtei Toladot Meribu De Sapachat. Because the pasuk there mentions Sapachat, so we know that there's, in a Sapachat is like an addendum, an attachment. So we understand in the pasuk that each of the Avot has an attachment as well. Okay, Nispach.
Pachot Cheh or Pachot Barir.
Exactly, but how they work now. Look at Rashi. Baheret Azah Kesheleg. Azah Levana Beyoter, the whitest of the lot. We'll come in Mefarish Minare. We'll learn later on where do we learn this from. Right? That's the, keep you one finger on the Rashi, one finger in the Mishnah. So this is a Mishnah. We're learning a Mishnah here, right? Nanhatim. This is a Mishnah in Nagai in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. It's also in Shabbos, but it's from Nagai. So Marot Nagai in Shnaim Shen Arba. Baheret Azaka Shelik. Then the Mishnah says Shniala, which is the Tolada of Baheret, Kesid HaHechal. Right? Like the Sid, the plaster of the Hechal. Look at Rashi there. Da'af agab the tzemeh lavan. Right, even though the tzemeh lavan, you know what? I apologize. Go back to the Mishnah. Let's just quickly read it. Go back to the Mishnah. Se'et ke tzemeh lavan. Now that se'et is the second av, right? Which is like tzemeh, like white wool. And shniala ke krum beitza. And it's tolada, the second one too, is the krum beitza, this member of the egg we spoke about. Okay, now I apologize. Now go back to Rashi. The why is more water. Al korchach se'et shehu av karov elivnu noto shel baheretu. He says you're forced to say that when you're going in the order of whiteness, the se'et is closer to the baheret whiteness than the sid, than its tolada. Right? Ela shegavah mimenu ma'at mitoch shen lavan kamohu. But he says, but it looks like it's higher. It looks like it's more raised. It's got more mass to it. Rashi is of the opinion that the darker something is, the more you see it, the more it stands out. Bullet. So the lighter seems to be recessed, and the darker seems to be above. Anything that's black stands out more than the white. Makes sense. That's why this Bahere, the second Torada Av is called Seit. Seit means up. Vashniot shenitrabulahem sid v'krum beitza. And therefore the shniot are on, in addition, in the darkness, they're darker than those two. So according to Rashi, you've got Baheret is the brightest, then Seit, then sid, and then Kroma beitza. Okay? Vahasid, says Rashi, lavan min akrom. And this sid, which is the tolada of Baheret, of the brightest, is whiter than the krom, which is the tolada of the Seit. Okay? It's darker. I mean, it's lighter. So it's got, the lightest is the Baheret. The second lightest is the Seit. The third lightest would be the tolada of the first one, which is the Sid. And the fourth lightest would be the tolada of the second one. Okay? That's what he's saying. Right? Ulamata min akrom, eino nega ele boak. So when it's darker, it was lighter. We're going down the level of lightness. When it gets darker, then the chromasid, that's called bohek, which is like in your face, and that is tahor. If you've got a mark like it, and the coin comes and sees it, that's not tamay. You're already tahor. There's no daga chamishit. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Anything darker than that is tahor. V'shnei marot shel toladot levana la'av ha'lavan. Right, and the two toradot, right, of the lab alavar hagavoa lab hagavoa, right. Here chachsid lebaheret v'krum leseit. Therefore, each one is darker than the previous one. Therefore, you've got that the sid, right, is dark gavoa. Here chachsid lebaheret and krum leseit. That v'riba katuv la toradot israel v'avoten degris shushiu nega. And he says we learn from the Torah, from the pasuk, that you can add the toradah to the av. Because according to Rashi over here, you've got a case where you've got the Av and the Tolada will join.
Okay.
But not the two Avot necessarily, not the two Toladot. Okay, that's the Chidush over here, I think. Now let's look inside the Gemara. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina's Kashi over here is, the Bach changes from Rav Chanina to Rava, by the way. He's got Amar Rava, right? Man Tana Marot Nagayim. So, Amar Rav Amar Chanina, Man Tana, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? The Lok Rabbi Akiva, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana? Why has he got a question? Because what do we say? We've been saying all along, Stam Tana Rabbi Meir, and all of them are from the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Akiva. Remember, we had Tosefta, we had all those, were Stamim of different Tanaim, and all of them were all Tamina Rabbi Akiva. So, in other words, we've got a problem here. Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Who learns it differently, Rabbi Akiva? But Akiva learns a different order. Right? Look at Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, Kevan de Amar Zol Lemala Mizol, the Zol Lemala Mizol. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can only, you got a specific order, says Rabbi Akiva. This one is higher than this one in the order. So we've got now, our order goes by Heret, Sid, Sa'et, Krum. We go Av Tolada, Av Tolada.
Okay.
Right? Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't join more than one level above. So if we go Av Tolada, Av Tolada, in Rabbi Akiva's law is that you can only put two that are one above the other can join. So you can never have, for example, according to Rabbi Akiva, in our order, Baheret and Krum joining, because they're two in the middle. And you only have Baheret and Sid. Or Sid and Sa'et. Or Sa'et and Krum. But we've got another limitation with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says as well that you can't have the Tolada with an Av that's not its Av.
Oh.
It has to be the Av and its Tolada. Now, in the order that we learnt it, right, we've got to look back in the Gemara. It says, Im Kain, Tihar Tesid, Heichal, Minetzareif. According to this order over here now, if you've got, take Rabbi Akiva, right, if we learn it in the order of, look at Rashi, Im Kain Tiharta, look there, Im Kain. Im Kain, look at that, the second wide line that says, Elahachi Ka'amar, you see that? Who learned it? Av Tolada, Av Tolada. Right? The Lord Rabbi Akiva. The Ikra, it was Rabbi Akiva. Came down on the Kama, we learned the Marot, the Gaim Zul, the Malam Izo. He says one after the other. Venishnu Kesedir Ma'alatan. And he learned it in the order of its darkness. And we learned a second ago. What's the order of the darkness? To Av, Av, Tolada, Tolada. So we should have Baheret, Se'et, Sid, Krum. You got it? Because we see the two Avot are the brightest. The Toladah of the first Av is brighter than the Toladah of the second Av. So it goes Av, Av, Toladah of the first Av, Toladah of the second Av. If you learn it that way, you got Baheret, Se'et, Sid, and Krum. Now Rabbi Akiva says that you can only have the Av and the Toladah going together. Rabbi Akiva says that you've got Baheret, the Av, and then Se'et, the Av, Av. And then you got the Tolada of the of Baheret underneath. And you can never have Sid going with Se'et. Sid can only go with Baheret. And Rabbi Akiva says you only go the one above it. And he puts it in the order of Av, Av, Tolada, Tolada. If you learn Rabbi Akiva's order, you can crumb. A Sid is always on its own. Sid can never join with anything. Because Sid can only join with its Av, and its Av is two above it. And it can't go, you got it? That's the quick Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's the summing up of Rabbi Akiva. Let's go look in the Gemara. It says, Rabbi Akiva, can I my Zola Marmizu, Zola Marmizu, him can't yata see the Chamin Tzarev? So the Gemara says, you know what? Bahadeh man litzarfe, who would you like to join with? She says, litzarfe, Bahadeh Baheret. Let it join with Baheret. She says, I can't join with Baheret. Why? Because it can say it. If you mean that you got Se'et, Se'et is brighter than it. So it should join with the Se'et. It can't skip to Baheret. So the Gemara says, so then Litzafei Baharet Se'et, then it join with Se'et. So what's the problem? Then it join with Se'et. And you get your Grishul Se'et. He said, no, it can't. Why? Love Toladah Didehu. It's not a Toladah Se'et. It's a Toladah Baheret. So we're properly stuck. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Krumbait, so who are you going to join Krua? You only got the problem with Sid. The same problem applies to Krum Beitza. Because Krum Beitza now is right at the bottom. Above it is another Tolada. And we've got the cloud that can only join with its Av. And it has to be the one above it. So you can't join it either, right? Same idea. So maybe it's talking about a Seit. It'll join with its Av, Seit, but it can't be. It can Sid. There's Sid in the meantime, the Arif Meh, which is brightly in the middle. He said, well, let's have about a seed, the drum of the seed. He said, I can't. Love by Mina, who is not from the same min. It's not a Tolada of that. In the favor, yeah.